Welcome to Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we welcome Nikki and the Roommates. Hailing from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Nikki and the Roommates have a sound that is musically more deep south than the deep freeze of the upper Midwest. In 2012, Nikki and the Roommates released Rise and Shine, a very old-school sounding bluesy and country affair that is reminiscent of some of the old blues records put out by Bessie Smith and even some of the 60s work of Janis Joplin. The following show featuring Nikki and the Roommates was recorded in June 2013 at the Gazebo in Floyd B. Olson Park in Thief River Falls. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Let's enjoy this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road with Nikki and the Roommates.
Thank you. Joining me on the phone is Nikki Mattson. She is Nikki from Nikki and the Roommates. Thanks for joining us, Nikki.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we've been playing some tracks off of your group's latest CD. It's called Rise and Shine, and I think that came out last summer. And I read that you took quite a bit of time making that album.
Yes, we took more time than we wanted to. I think altogether 4 years or so, quite a while. But eventually, we got her done.
The long and winding road to get that album done, huh? Why did it take 4 years?
It took 4 years mainly because there was band drama. We had to get a different bass player. The bass player that we had been working with for years, she was going to uproot to Texas to continue her college education. So we had to find a different bass player, but luckily we found someone right away. And we trained him in, and his name is John Olson.
Well, there always has to be some band drama, doesn't there? It just makes for a good story.
You become a family, and then with all families, you start to argue. And then, you either work out your differences or you don't.
Thank you. So after 4 years in the making, you were happy with the way that the record turned out?
I'm extremely happy. For me, Rise and Shine is my favorite out of the two CDs that the Roommates have made so far. I really like our previous one, We All Live Together. I like that one, but this one is my favorite because all of the songs on here were written by Rich and I, Rich Ruth, the other guitarist, and my songwriting partner. And also because just the, like, sonically, the recording is very good, very good. It was produced really well. We had a really nice studio and a great engineer. This guy knew what he was doing, so...
Your first album was called We All Live Together, and that got me thinking about the name of the group. It's kind of fun, Nikki and the Roommates. And when we say that on the radio, we have to spell it out. It's not roommates, it's Rue, like R-U-E. Like, I rue the day when I moved in with these people and they became my roommates. But but the Rue in Roommates actually refers to your writing partner you mentioned, Rich Rue.
Yep, it's a combination of his last name and mine. More his last name. I mean, my last name is Matson, and, you know, you can try and, you know, get mate out of that, but it's more vague. But that's what we always say to people, just a combination of our two last names. It's a fun name, and, yeah, I always have to spell it out to everyone, too. You know, like, now when you type it in on the internet, R-U-E.
See you. That's a new song that I wrote.
Now, Nikki, your music draws from blues, a little country twang in there, and the songs have a vintage quality to them, but they're new. So where does that come from?
A lot of people pick up on the country twang. I'm surprised by it. I think that's more of the folk element coming out, because for a while we got into playing folk music. We've learned just a ton of songs over our entire music career. Songs from this genre, that genre. Like, I've learned a bunch of Bob Dylan songs, a couple of Joan Baez songs. So I feel like the country aspect comes more from our folk background. It also probably comes from the country blues. You know, you hear more of the rural aspect of the blues coming through with our kind of blues. Yeah, the vintage sound. I love 60s music. It's what I really took to when I was first learning how to play guitar. When I met Rich, that was one thing that we had in common. He's just a big fan of 60s music. 50s, 60s, and 70s, but definitely the 60s, especially if you want to hone in on or zero in on the late 60s San Francisco art and music movement that took place.
Thank you.
you are too young to have been immersed in the 60s music when it was happening the first time around. So how did you discover that you liked it?
Well, my mom was always listening to the radio and listening to the oldie stations. And we had two of them where I grew up. I grew up in Lakefield, Minnesota. It's just in the southwestern corner of the state. We had two really good, I think, oldies stations. She was listening to it. And then when I was about around 13 years old, I was in this music class. And the instructor covered the 60s, and he had gotten to a part on the Beatles and Janis Joplin, and he went into how much he really liked Janis Joplin, and I went home and asked my mom, well, who's that? You know, I think my mom had a cassette tape of Janis's, and I put it in and listened to it over and over and over until the tape eventually wore out. I mean, it did. It wore out. And at that same time, I was learning how to play the guitar because my grandfather, he gave me my first guitar. Both him and my grandmother were a musical duo. So as I was learning how to play guitar, the Beatles anthologies had come out, and I really took to that. So, yeah, right at this, you know, formative time in my life, when music really came into my life, I had the Beatles and Janis Joplin.
Great influences. Yeah, there's something about that music of the 60s, especially the late 60s. There's just so much innovation happening at that time, and people actually saying something with their music, viewing it as more than just a product. And also, there wasn't so much, you know, the image wasn't as important as it is today. So
it was about feeling. It was about experimenting with musical sounds, different musical genres. There was a lot of freedom to create. And it was definitely getting away from being a product and being the real deal, you know, to immerse yourself into this music, to learn it, learn how to play it, and find your own voice in that music, and then somehow find a way to express it to everybody.
I was sitting underneath an apple tree.
We're talking with Nikki Mattson of Nikki and the Roommates. They're from the Twin Cities. And what is the music scene like there in the cities, Nikki?
There's a really big old-timey movement going on here. I don't know if I should say movement, but there's a big scene. You know, I don't know if you've heard of Pertnir Sandstone, but they came out of the cities here, and so there's a lot of old-timey and bluegrass music that have followed in their wake. More in the underground scene, there's the blues. You'll hear more of the Delta blues, especially. There's a lot of stompers and hollerers. You know, they get out that wooden porch board or whatever you want to call it. They stomp on it. They have their guitar. They're playing, you know, really nice rhythmic guitar, and they're just belting out the songs. That's what I really like about the Twin Cities music scene is the blues that's coming out of here.
And where does the group usually play in the cities?
We play a couple different places, but I'm going to point out the ones that I really like. They're really good to us, and we play there steadily. Hell's Kitchen, downtown Minneapolis, that's a great place. Great attitude towards their musicians. They're very appreciative. You know, they're the only venue in town that actually has a musician appreciation night, you know, once out of the year. We play there about once a month. And the other place that we just love to play is this little venue called Dusty's Bar, and it's in Northeast Minneapolis.
The train won't go.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
you obviously are very involved in music, but you've got other things going on in your life too. I hear that you recently completed a college program. What were you studying?
I studied web design and interactive media. I did about 3 years downtown at the Minneapolis Community and Technical College. It's really good to be done. I will say that.
Yeah, I think when we were putting this concert together a couple weeks ago, you were in the midst of finals, doing final projects. So you're finished with that and on to new things now. I would imagine that there's a lot of new media and social media and web design and all of that involved with promoting your music as well. So this really kind of goes hand in hand with what you're doing in your music career too.
Oh, it certainly does. In fact, I'm working on a new roommate's website right now. I think in about a couple weeks, I'll have the entire thing done. I mean, I designed it. I'm coding it, so there's a bit of computer programming in there. Yeah, it goes hand in hand. I think I made a smart decision, even though there was a lot of times where, while I was attending, going, why am I doing this? This is what I really want to do.
Well, there's certainly art involved with that, but then there's also the technical side of it.
Mm-hmm. Just like with my music, there's a creative aspect to it, you know, with the songwriting, you know, with how I want to express my voice, my guitar playing, but there's a technical aspect to that too. You know, learning how to play an instrument, you know, for one, is a very technical thing.
So have you ever been this far north? It's kind of a drive from Minneapolis.
No, I've not been. Well, actually, I think I have once, but I've never been in the Thief River Falls area. But one other time, I visited a cabin. If you looked across this river, and I can't remember the name of the river, I think it was the Rainy River.
Mm-hmm.
Look across it, you can see Canada. We were hanging out there at a friend's cabin once. You know, Thief River Falls, there's got to be a story behind that name.
Well, hey, Nikki, it's been good to talk with you.
Thank you so much for getting the roommates.
You are with your other guy.
This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guests, Nikki and the Roommates, recorded live at the gazebo at Floyd B. Olson Park in Thief River Falls, Minnesota in June 2013. Photos and audio from this show and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs can be found at RadioNorthland.org. Big thank you to Nikki and the Roommates, as well as Pioneer 90.1 station manager Mark Johnson and our top-notch soundman Ben Kosharik. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Pioneer 90.1, I'm Glenn Broggett.